नमस्ते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टाइटल्ड साइंटिफिक बेसिस फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। नाउ फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी शुड ऑल अंडरस्टैंड द वर्ड, वी हैव यूज्ड द वर्ड साइंस मेनी टाइम्स, ऑल मेनी ऑफ यू हियर आर स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ साइंस, स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ इंजीनियरिंग, बट लेट अस अंडरस्टैंड प्रिसाइसली the definition of the word science. The definition of the word science as per the Oxford Dictionary is there is a branch of knowledge requiring systematic study, a branch of knowledge requiring systematic study and methods, especially one of those dealing with substances, animals, vegetable life and natural laws. Two, an expert's skillful technique. So this is the definition of the word science. We are going to also use the word consciousness. All of you should know the definition of the word consciousness. Consciousness again is defined as realizing by oneself, being awake and aware of one's surroundings. Please ask him to stop. Three, using one's mental and intellectual faculties. Using one's intellectual and mental faculties. So three meanings of the word consciousness: realizing by oneself, being awake and aware of one's surroundings, and using one's mental and intellectual faculties. Consciousness. So the question now arises, what or where did mankind study science? So if you take the time frame axis, because in this material world, in our world now, we have three axes, X, Y and Z, plus we have an axis of time. This is what we are used to. There is an advanced subject on mathematics called topology. In topology you can work on n planes, means you can have n axes, X tending towards infinity also. So you can have many, many axes. Just imagine, we are only used to three axes, X, Y and Z, plus time. So in this world, from time of the Greeks and the Romans, thereafter there was a renaissance in Europe, particularly in Italy, Germany, England, France, Spain, etc. We are used to, those of us who are sitting here normally, are used to the subject of science as we have come to know. And of that, I am going to take up two of the principal scientists whom we all know about. The first scientist I am going to talk about is a gentleman called Sir Isaac Newton. You all have heard his name, I am sure. Now, actually, Sir Isaac Newton was a professor of mathematics and physics at Cambridge University, and he had a very good friend of his who was an atheist, non-believer of God. One day, Sir Isaac Newton built in his vast big laboratory hall a model. The model had a big round ball which he labeled as the sun in the center, and around it he had various planets which were going in a precise mechanical formation. The Mercury was going immediately around the Sun in its orbit in the correct time period. Then there was a Venus, Earth, Mars, etc., etc., right up to Jupiter. And around the Jupiter it had moons, around the Earth we had one moon, and so on. Can't you ask him to stop? Go there and tell me. So, all these planets were going round and round. And this atheist gentleman, was invited by Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, and he was aghast. And he said, Sir Newton, this is fantastic, which you have created here in this hall. This is precisely how the planetary system moves. Exact timing, everything. You are a genius. We all knew you were a genius, but now you have proven that you are a genius. So Sir Newton, in his humbleness, said, my dear friend, think of the real genius who built the real planets and the real sun. I have only replicated a model here, and you have already called me a real big genius and everything. And you are an atheist. Why can't you think? Why can't you use your brain and imagine that the real personality who built the original one, the sun, we cannot build the sun. I cannot build the sun. It's just a small ball in the center of this room. If the original sun happened to come in this room, everything would be burned to ashes instantly. Because it's millions of degrees centigrade. As you all know, the sun is 150 million kilometers away from our earth. And if it was just, imagine, it was only 1 meter nearer to the earth, there would be a 4 degrees general rise in temperature by 1 meter. If the sun was 1 kilometer near to us, all life will cease to exist. It would be a paralay. Everything would burn to ashes. So this orbit has to be perfect. And yet there are no supports as there was in the model of this Newton's model. So gradually Newton came to a conclusion that my friends who are in this university, who are working with me, are only materially conscious. But their consciousness has not elevated, it has not developed beyond the immediate planetary system at the most. That's all they can see through their tiny horoscopes. These telescopes and all these sort of scopes which they had in those days. And Sir Isaac Newton, unfortunately, did not have any training or a spiritual master who could give him more details. So at that time, the Western scientists and philosophers came to a point and stopped. They could only develop up to a certain stage. Thereafter came the Renaissance. They developed mathematics. And there were great mathematicians like Descartes. You all know so much of advanced mathematics. Many of you have studied calculus, integral calculus, differential equations, etc. So you all are aware that mathematics took leaps and bounds in the last 100 years, 200 years. However, a great scientist was born, whom I am going to talk about. His name was Albert Einstein, the second great scientist of the Western world. In 1916, he made a statement and a thesis for which later on he got a Nobel Prize. It was called Foundation of the General Theory of Relativity. Foundation of the General Theory of Relativity. The other day I was at the D.Y. Patil Engineering College, where there were about 100 and odd students, maybe 200 students. And I asked, has anybody studied the theory of relativity? Can anybody tell me? Only one student could answer me. Is that gentleman here in the hall today? I'm not sure. No, I don't think he is here. Because they are at New Bombay and we are in this old Bombay. But anybody in this hall here knows the theory of relativity for which this great scientist got a Nobel Prize? Anybody here? No? Oh, good. Ah, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Fine. That gentleman there with the specs. Okay. You want a microphone? Have you got a loud enough voice? Say. Thank you. Done it wrong. Yeah. No, that's not the theory of relativity. I'll come to E is equal to MC.
It deals with the fourth axis called time, and it is explained mainly in the way that, for example, light, if light travels at some distance, and it is measured in the time axis, then it will have a cone. So, is that what I read?
No, no. Theory of relativity, yes. Give it there. That's the point. If you move at the speed of light.
If you move at the speed of light, then time will stop.
That's it. His theory was that if you move at the speed of light, then there is no more time. That was his theory. Okay. And he postulated that Newton was wrong. Okay. So the first scientist I talked about was Sir Isaac Newton, who was called a genius by all his colleagues, and everybody in every school of the world reads about that apple falling from the tree. But this Newton did not think why only a ripened apple fell and not an unripened apple. That Srila Prabhupada inquired from his Guru Maharaj. Isaac Newton saw an apple fall, but he did not inquire whether it was ripe or unripe. And who was responsible for sending it down and not up? Why did it come down at the speed of G? G is 32 feet per minute or whatever, meters per second. So, Newton made that W is equal to MG, which is a very simple thing we all learn right in the beginning. But Einstein said, no, that is not true, because of his theory of relativity. He said that there is no field of gravitational force. He said that the earth around it, because of the sun and various other planets, there are curves of field of gravitation. And each one is dependent on the other. And the formula is, anybody knows the formula on physics? Advanced physics? Huh? No, W is equal to... No, you are all coming to MC square too early. You are having dinner before you have had lunch. Started with this gentleman, friend of mine here. But the fact of the matter is that a force between two objects is M1, mass of one, M2, mass of another, divided by the distance square. You see? And he started with that postulation. Later on, he, in 1921, got this Nobel Prize, and he developed this famous one which everybody knows, that the energy of a body, mass, the energy of anything is equal to the mass multiplied by the speed of light squared. You see? And he did a very detailed calculation for which he got his Nobel Prize. We know all that. However, at the end of all that, he started thinking that, really speaking, there must be some superior force than me, or some superior brain than me, because they started calling him also a genius. Like earlier they started calling Newton a genius, thereafter Newton was proved wrong according to the latest theory of quantum theory and physics. Newton was restricted in his thinking. Now today, we have started saying that Einstein also is restricted in his thinking. You follow? So, what it comes to is that in the Western school of thinking, of philosophy and science, because all of us, all the scientists, have four defects. The defects are that their senses are imperfect, they get illusion, therefore, they make mistakes, and they try to hide the mistakes also, which is a cheating process. So these are the defects of a conditioned soul. And fortunately for Einstein, he realized that. When Einstein realized that, he wrote another theory. And the theory he wrote was called the unified field theory. And he started trying to prove that. And in this unified field theory, he didn't finish before he died, unfortunately. But he discussed with a very close friend of his called Oppenheimer. Everybody knows, no, the father of the atomic bomb. His name was Oppenheimer. And this gentleman, Dr. Oppenheimer, who had that Manhattan Project in Nevada, and he was the first man on earth to see an atom split and then an atom create an atom bomb. He created the atom bomb first. Thereafter, he made two more, one on Hiroshima, one on Nagasaki. It was exploded. But Einstein talked to Oppenheimer in Princeton University, and he told him that, "I think we are all wrong. There is a much bigger brain than ours. And that brain I call God." So Einstein said that people must have an innate lust for hatred and destruction. Otherwise, why do we have this atom bomb? So he proved that every human being has a lust. Some have lust for women, some have lust for money, some have lust for something else. And we, the scientists, have a lust for hatred and destruction. And that is what he told his friend Oppenheimer, and that is written in the book biography. Thereafter, almost every scientist became his enemy. Because when you call somebody that you are a lusty fool, you see, you are lusty, you are destructive, you are against humanity, making atom bombs, then you become sided. Everybody says, no, he was a genius at one time, but not now. You follow? Einstein started thinking, that will I ever be forgiven for what I have done? Oppenheimer was thinking, will I be forgiven for what we have done? Because of our lust and hatred and destruction which we have caused, and grievance to the humanity. Unfortunately, when they first saw the atom bomb, first time in the Nevada desert it was tested, Oppenheimer's he spoke one shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Though he was a Jew, Einstein was a Jew, but they spoke a shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Oppenheimer and Einstein looked at each other and said, "What we see is the radiance of a million suns, the radiance spoken of by Lord Krishna." See, so that was a realization that the first atom bomb, the first time it was tested, the first two scientists who saw it had this to remark, that what we see in front of us is what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. What happened? Very soon thereafter, Einstein went to a hospital, at Princeton University Hospital. He died all alone, with only one friend at his side, Oppenheimer. All his other colleagues, millions of dollars gifts he had received. Unfortunately, his wife had died earlier in 1936, and Einstein had his last breath on 18th of April 1955. So that was the end of the Einstein period. See, just as we say Roman Empire, you know, in history, or Greek Empire, or Egyptian Empire, or whatever empire. In science also we have what is known as quantum steps. We talked of Sir Isaac Newton, we talked of Einstein. Now, you may ask yourself, is this the only scientific studies that have been done? The answer is no. Because I already told you there are four basic areas of the world where science was going on simultaneously. One was the Western world, we talked of already. The second was our world here, the Indian world, where the Vedic sciences were progressing. The third was in the Islamic world. And the fourth was in China. So these four parts of the world were progressing in their own way. But unfortunately, because the Western people propagated their science more aggressively, the Western science is what is being taught in the universities and colleges. Of late, we have also started studying the Vedic sciences, because these great scientists of the Western world came to a conclusion that we have missed a very important step. The main creator of all science, the father of all science, we have not bothered to inquire into. Who created the world? Who created the planets? Why were the planets created? Why? Who am I? They don't know. In fact, Socrates knew that there is a soul. Plato knew that there is a soul. But they didn't know what is the size of the soul. They didn't know the soul is 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair. 1/10,000th, you pull one hair out of your head, cut it down under an electron microscope to 1/10,000th of that hair, that is the size of your soul. They didn't know that. They didn't know that the soul is indestructible. It cannot be heated. It cannot be washed with water. It cannot be mutated. Now, that's a very important thing. In the Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna tells Arjun that the soul is immutable. The word is immutable. Does anybody know what mutation is? Mutation is an atomic process. It's a radiation process. So an atom bomb falls on your head here. Unfortunately, it won't happen. But supposing a war did start and a hydrogen bomb falls on all our heads, don't worry, we are not going to die. The body may perish, but the soul will not. Who says that? The creator of the soul. You see, it's somewhat like this. If you look into a mirror and try to manufacture a mirror, it's not possible. You are seeing a mirror in front of you. But the formulation of glass, I have made glass, so I know what I'm talking about. In a glass factory, you have to have silicon, you have to have arsenic, you have to have various compounds, chemical compounds, and you have to heat to 1540 degrees centigrade in crucibles, ceramic crucibles. Otherwise you can't heat it, because steel will melt at 1400 degrees centigrade. Aluminium melts at 660 degrees centigrade. So you can't have any vessels other than ceramic. So you cannot manufacture something unless you are at a higher position. Just try to understand. You want to manufacture a soul. A soul cannot manufacture another soul. Is that logical? Only the creator of all the souls can manufacture a soul. And he has made it. He says, I have made all the souls. Lord Krishna himself says, I have made the spiritual world, I have made the spiritual souls, I have made the material world. I am the basis of all of these. I can destroy them if I want, I can create if I want. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. These important steps were not known to Sir Isaac Newton or to Einstein. Details were not known, because they had not had a spiritual master who could explain this. I'll give you another example. Supposing, have you got any medical students here? Raise your hands. Okay, you are all medical students. All of you have got a book called Gray's Anatomy. Have you heard of that? That is your Bible, right? Okay, without that you can't proceed. Because the anatomy of the body is explained beautifully in Gray's Anatomy. That's their basic Bible, their Bhagavad Gita of the medical science. So, similarly, you need a doctor, you need a physician, MD, who will, your professor who will teach you that. If you, for a medical student, took all your books, surgery books, medical books, pathology books, books on orthopedics, books on ophthalmology, and shut yourself in a room for 5 years, studied them day and night alone, then after 5 years, lo and behold, you come out of the room and you say, tomorrow morning I am ready to start doing operations. Would you think anybody will sleep on your operation theater room? Certainly not. You'd kill him. You have to study with the professors who know the subject perfectly. They are the masters under whom you study. Similarly, architects. Any architect students here? Architecture? There you are. So, same thing. You have to study in an architecture institute under an architect. Otherwise, your building is going to collapse. You see? Isn't it? You agree? I have studied under so many professors. And each one of them have been my guru. Guru means a teacher. In the Bhagavatam, there is a story of a personality who says he had how many? 32 gurus. 24 gurus. 24 gurus. Okay. Including a pigeon, I think. He learned something from the pigeon also. I think there are no ladies here, fortunately. He even learned from a prostitute also. Am I right? So, everything you can learn. It's a question of your perceptibility. Keeping your mind open. You should not think that, okay, I am learning from the Western theory of science and therefore I did not learn anything from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. One soon realizes, I can assure you, one soon realizes that there is a scientific basis for Krishna consciousness. Because the Western science, the Chinese theories which have come up, they are on Confucian, Confucius, Taoism and so on. There are wonderful Islamic studies. I have myself read the Quran. Last night I was reading the Quran. That is chapter 33, surah number 41. In the Holy Quran, the Lord Almighty, Allah Himself tells Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, that you should be God conscious. Please read. You are a Muslim? You look like one. And you appear to be one at least. You are shaking your head violently. Any Muslim students here? No? Unfortunate. Because I have had very good relations with some of the Muslim leaders of religion, including at the Cairo University. Professors, and at Iran also, at Tehran University. And we have understood that everyone in every religion, including Lord Jesus Christ Himself, says that know thyself, know who's God, know what is your relationship. This is the most important thing, because the subject I'm now coming to is, what are we doing here in this room? What are we doing in this world? We have one object. It's not just to earn money, because if you earn money, fine, that's good. But then what do you do with money? Do you get happiness with money? I can assure you, I've seen lots of rich people, including my colleagues, who are thoroughly unhappy. You see, money cannot be equated to happiness. And every soul who comes here and goes anywhere in this Brahmand, now they found out, I was on the internet the other day, and I was reading that there is another earth, which is far, far away from here, which is traveling at some 9.5 days in a round revolution. And they are pretty sure that there are living entities on that. On the Mars, now they've got photographic evidence that there are living organisms there. On Mars, which has got a violent temperature variation. At the bottom of our ocean, there are living entities, which is so much tons of water above their head, and they are not squashed. They are living, you see. So, living entities are everywhere. But what we, as human beings, we are human, all those in this room, are far superior in our consciousness to dogs and cats on the street, and animals and birds, because we can think about our consciousness and about our ultimate welfare. Scientific basis for Krishna consciousness, about what Prabhupada spoke, is for our ultimate benefit. And here it goes. Our ultimate benefit is to have a quantum leap, a quantum jump from the contaminated consciousness of this material world, Srila Prabhupada says, to a situation of pure consciousness. From a contaminated consciousness of this material world to a situation of pure consciousness. Now, the question is, why are we doing that? The Sanskrit word is mukti. Mukti or liberation means getting liberated from contaminated consciousness of this material world to pure consciousness. And that is provided by the Creator, and therefore it is called Krishna consciousness. That is why we are studying the scientific basis for Krishna consciousness. We are not fools to waste our lifetime, because life is very short. It's not worth wasting. You are all young people in this room. Don't waste your life. Get quickly to understand what is in your ultimate interest and benefit for the soul and not for the body, because the body is temporary. Body will die. It will be buried or it will be burned or something or the other will happen. If you are a Parsi, some crows will eat it or vultures. But that's part of the game. That's part of the creation. The body will go, but the soul will remain. Now the soul has coverings on it. Does everybody know that what are the coverings on a soul? Like chewing gum, it sticks on a soul. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsa. Kaam, lust. We talked of lust already. Kaam, krodh, anger. All of you have experienced anger. Even a small baby. The other day, I have a little granddaughter. Suddenly she gets angry. Why? Because the mother stopped paying attention, giving milk, and paid something else. Anger is there. It's bound to be there. But this anger has to be curbed. It has to be understood. And then you can control it. If you cannot control your anger, you will end up in a place near Thana. There is a beautiful place called a madhouse. There are psychiatrists there. They will control it. So better you control your own anger rather than they controlling you. So the scientific basis is that we have to liberate ourselves. Every religious, philosophical thinker in this world, whether he was an engineer or a non-educated person, did you know that Prophet Muhammad could not read or write? He was a businessman, but he didn't know how to read or write. He only spoke the Quran. In fact, the word Quran means the holy book spoken by a man who could not read or write. And his students wrote down in Arabic the exact words when he was getting the message. So similarly, you don't have to be a brilliant scholar. You don't have to be a PhD. No. All you have to do is to understand the fundamentals, that who I am a soul. Second, you have to understand that I have to have a relationship with my Creator. Then you have to understand who is the Creator. We in this part of the world, I mentioned there are four parts of the world as far as philosophy goes. So the Western world, they talk of Jehovah, same. The Islamic world talks of Allah, same. We talk of Krishna, same. And the Chinese, they talk of God, fine, same. It's like the sun. The sun is above our head at 12 noon in Bombay. We say Surya, isn't it? All of us understand what is Surya. Sun, in Hindi or Marathi, Gujarati, everything is Surya. Okay. Whereas if you go to France, they'll say soul, S-O-I-L. Okay. If you go to some other part of the world, like in Arabic countries or in Japan, they have a totally different name. You won't recognize that name. But they are all talking of only one sun. See, you can't say this is an Indian sun and that's a Japanese sun and that's a Egyptian sun above Cairo. It's the same sun. Similarly, there's only one God actually. The funny thing is that when we see that sun rising, we see parts of the sun, when we see full or we see the sunset, at that time we give different names. Okay. Whereas most people in the world, they say that's a sun. It's somewhat like saying that if you open the Sanskrit dictionary, there are different names for water. Did you know that? In Sanskrit. If water comes from a well, it's called a different word. If water comes from the rain, it's a different word. Straight, directly, distilled water. If it comes from a river, it's different water. Or from, if it comes from the ocean, it is a different water. Because they were more analytical in their thinking. Whereas, as far as the Western world goes, or many parts of the world, they say, give me water. Now, they may give you brackish water, which is salty. They may give you any other water. You see? So, one has to study thoroughly. Every word carefully, and then you can understand the definition of it. So, one must understand who is God now. Okay. You can generally speak of God. But we have analyzed so carefully in our tradition from time of Vedvyas that the original supreme personality of Godhead is one, Lord Krishna. Prabhupada says 90% of your problems get solved by knowing only one point. You pass by not only distinctions, you are first class first in your exam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Just know that much. And you are 90% solved. Now, same gentleman, I say gentleman because I tend to have a very intimate relationship with Krishna. Because we have to have a relationship with him. So, gradually you develop friendship with that gentleman. Isn't it? Supposing you are two friends who live in the same room of your hostel for a period of 3 years. You will either end up as enemies or you will end up as your best friends. Am I right? I have lived in a hostel, I know what I am talking about. You will either be fed up with the guy and move to the next room, or you will become very good friends. You are living with God, right here in your heart. He is within you also, in his form of Paramatma. Now that is also explained by Lord Jesus Christ. That is also explained by Muhammad, Peer Muhammad. Everybody says the same thing. Now, if so many people in different parts of the world say that at 12 noon, there is an object in the sky which is very brilliant and gives a lot of heat and light, we automatically know that it is the sun. It is evidence. Law of evidence is that. So if everybody in all parts of the world at all times say that there is a element of God within your heart, you are within your heart, I don't think so many people want to lie unnecessarily at different times of creation from 5,000 years to today in different parts of the world. Science means H2O is going to be water only. Whether it is in South America, South Africa, Australia, India, anywhere, what do you do with water? Put it in two anode and cathode, you will get hydrogen in one, H2 and O in the other, isn't it? Anywhere you go in the world, you are going to get that. Similarly, you are going to get God everywhere. It's bound to happen. It's not going to change. Okay, so you might as well. Einstein came to a conclusion. Newton came to a conclusion at different time frame in two different parts of the world. One in England, the other fellow was in Germany. Okay, our people have come to that conclusion, but our people have given more details because they got it from a source. The original source themselves have given those details. Now, Jesus Christ could have given the details, but what was his last statement? Has anybody seen that fantastic movie called The Passion of the Christ? Has anybody seen that movie? Little gory. You saw it? What was his last words? Father, please forgive them. They knoweth not what they do. They knoweth not what they do. They have crucified me. They want to kill me. I have much to teach them. I have much to teach them. But before I could teach them, just imagine there is a professor in your class. I hope it never happens. But you understood what I am talking about. The poor fellow is teaching you calculus. He has come up to the third line. There are 6 lines. You not go to conclusion only. You are stuck on the third line only of your calculus example. All of you know what I am talking about. Isn't it? Everything in science and mathematics and physics, there is a statement and then you are proving it one by one by one by one, and then there is a QED, last one. But if 2 steps before that, you kill that poor professor, But you had not got the conclusion. You got part of the story. So we didn't kill our professors here in this country. We revered them. We honor our gurus and acharyas. That is the difference. Whereas in the Islamic world, the poor Muhammad was running. It's there in his biography. From one shelter to another shelter because they were trying to kill him only. It was not easy. The next one, Imam Hussein, the poor guy, he was sacrificed like a goat. He was killed. His head was chopped off. That's why I'm telling you, we are very fortunate to have a scientific basis for Krishna consciousness because we've got the whole story. We've got the complete thing from A to Z. Just imagine that you were studying in a school, English school, where they taught you from A to 9, M. The M, N, then there was no O and P. I went to Madras once. And they say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, F, L, M, N, O, P, M, N, and then stop. No O, P. What would you do? And then you were to read an English book. You wouldn't know what is that P and Q and R, S and T, isn't it? You have to know the whole alphabet. You have to know the whole thing totally from beginning to end. Then you get the whole picture, clear picture. Scientific basis for Krishna consciousness is the whole picture. Believe me, I have got it by the wonderful, wonderful association of devotees, by the mercy of Prabhupada, because he knew English extremely well. So many of our great acharyas, earlier, of course, Bhakti Vinod Thakur knew, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj knew, but I'm talking about 500,000 years ago and all that. They wrote in beautiful Sanskrit. Now, which of people in this room would be able to read Sanskrit very well? Very few of us. But here, Prabhupada took so much pain. And they say, no pain, no gain. There's a very famous English saying, no pain, no gain. All of you are taking pain every night and early morning studying your books. All of you are doing tapasya. Tapasya means tapeta tapasya, sweating. Whether you go in the exam hall or you are not in the exam hall, you are still sweating. Because you have to learn. You see, learning process is a sweating process. You have to sweat it out. I have gone through it, my friends. We sweated like mad to get where we were. Now I am telling you something great. I am telling you that if you sweat a little more, you have already sweated so much. Just sweat a little more and get the full story of Krishna consciousness by reading the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because these three books give you the bachelor's degree, the master's degree and the PhD in spirituality. Then you are thorough. Believe me. And there are scholars who have studied all three books thoroughly. At this stage, I want to close my lecture by saying that I use the word mukti or liberation from contaminated consciousness of this material world to pure consciousness. Now the word pure, P-U-R-E, the question is, who will provide the purity? Because everything is contaminated in this world. Even the water we are drinking, the Bombay municipal water is contaminated today. Isn't it? We know that. Everything is contaminated. Even if you buy a ghee, you know, with the egg mark on it, it is stated there, label, 20% of it will be hydrogenated, oil, dalda, in it. Everything is contaminated. Bound to be. Because it is defined, this world is defined as a contaminated place. Only a purity of Krishna, the Lord Himself, can give you purity. See, supposing you are running a resin plant. You know how to purify water. It's an ion exchange with resin. Ionic resins. So you need the purest of resin to purify that water. Similarly, your heart has to be contaminated when you start with. It's bound to be. But it can be purified by the holy name of the Lord. That is very important. All the scriptures say the same thing over the period of time for the last 5,000 years. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, we are not fools. By doing a bachelor's honors degree in engineering in London and master's and PhD in America, 40 years I've done sweating in my factories everywhere, we have come to a conclusion after a lot of research that God made it very simple for us, because we are the residue. You know, when you, everybody is talking of the very high prices of crude oil. I have a small refinery, so I know. When oil comes, it comes with mud and water, crude oil. First you remove the oil, separate it, mud goes one side, water goes another side. Okay. Then the oil itself is refined. What comes right on top? Have we got any chemical engineers here? What comes on top when you refine oil? LPG, gas. Lightest element goes on top, isn't it? And the heaviest element is asphalt. The thing which you throw on the road. That is right at the bottom. So, who are we? We are the asphalt. We are the last in the distillation column of this universe. This people of Kali Yuga, we are all part of it. I am also part of it. I don't claim to be from somewhere else. We are the residue, the last bottom part. So, God knew, Krishna knows that this is very unfortunate people. They have very short memories, they have very short lives. They get dissuaded very easily. You know, little bit of music somewhere and your mind goes there. Little bit of movie somewhere and your mind goes to that movie. It gets flickered. So he said, I'll make the process also very easy for this age of quarrel and disturbance. And therefore he said, I'll put all my energy into my holy name. I'll give you a last example and then we'll stop. Hanuman. There is Hanuman's deity there. Everybody must have seen Ramayana's Sagar's movie on the TV. This Hanumanji is the 11th Rudra. He is the youngest brother of Lord Shiva. Comes from the Brahmakutir mind of Brahma. Did you know that? Because he is a Rudra Swarup. Youngest brother of Lord Shiva. Okay. Hanuman. One day, this at lunchtime in Sri Lanka, when they were building this bridge from India to Sri Lanka, Lord Ram saw that all these people, monkeys and all, they were throwing these big stones to build this bridge, known as, in English it's called Adam's Bridge. You can see it when you fly from Bombay, from Trivandrum to Colombo, you'll see this bridge, or from Chennai to Sri Lanka. Anybody who has flown, you can see all these, this is almost like stones, it's a bridge right across. So, every day they were throwing these stones, you know. And they were building the bridge. And on each of the stones, name Ram was written on it. And these stones were becoming a bridge. So Lord Ram himself thought, let me throw one stone, you know, and see what happens. And the damn stone sunk. No bridge. It didn't become part of the bridge. So Lord Ram turned around. Hopefully nobody saw him. But there was Hanuman. I told you I have a special relationship. I'll talk about that. So Hanuman, he saw this. He's a shrewd character, you know. And Hanuman was sitting watching. And so Ram, being honest and sincere, purity we are talking about, said, did you see what happened? You throw the stones with my name written on it and the damn stones does not sink. Become part of the bridge. And when I threw the stone, it sunk. Hanuman said, surely it will sink. Ram said, why? If you throw, cast away somebody or anybody, it will sink only. How can it float? It can't float. Then Ram said, but what is the significance of you all writing my name on the stone? So he said, look, Hanuman is telling the Lord. Lord is also having maja. Hanuman is saying, I must explain to you, my Lord. You see, you are here only for 10,000 years. In those days, and our 100 years of today is equal to 10,000 of Treta Yuga. So you are going to be there for 10,000 years for your Ramraj. Thereafter, what is left? You are gone. Only your name will be there. So by the strength of your name only, we can float. Have you understood now the significance of the name, holy name? Okay. Therefore, we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Loudly, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just these holy names of the Lord. If I was sitting, not here, but in an Islamic institute somewhere, 99 names of Allah. Allahu Akbar! That's what I would start with. I would start with that. Why not? Allah is the Almighty. He is Krishna. There is no difference. And they would all be very happy for me. You understand? If I go to a, which I did go, to a Roman Catholic institute, and then I said, Holy Mother Mary, your son, and the Holy Father, Holy Ghost, be thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done. Oh my God, you are a Christian? I said, yes. What is wrong with that? Because you know it, isn't it? I studied in a cathedral high school. So we are fully aware of all these various traditions, religious traditions. All of them are talking of one God. Of course, the same Lord appears at different times. Lord Ram appeared in Treta Yuga. Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago in this very country. Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. Somewhere else in the world, the Lord will appear, or He'll send His prophet, or His agent, or His son. It's up to Him. He's totally free. You follow? We are tied up to this world. But He is free. He can do what He wants. So please chant the holy name. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, you get purified. The Lord is already pure. His name is already pure. But we get the advantage of that. Take the full advantage of it. Don't, for heaven's sake, spend your entire life in a cave. Because in a cave you don't get any sunshine. You don't get any free D vitamin. And where are my medical students? They're there, no? Isn't it? What do they say? Stand in the sun. It's very simple. You'll get D vitamin free of charge. You follow? You don't have to go to a chemist shop. You need the sunlight. You need that for your growth. Just like plants need. 15,000 million tons of water every year are evaporated by the sun from the ocean. That comes as pure rain to us. And therefore we survive. You see? So we need the sun. We have to be in the sun. We have to take advantage of the sun. Similarly, please take advantage of the scientific basis for Krishna consciousness, which is only the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for being so tolerant. Are there any questions? I have overrun my time, unfortunately.
Hare Krishna.
Thank any you. Questions or comments?
Thank you, Srinathji Prabhu. So before we begin question answers, I would like to welcome some of our special guests who are here with Hare Krishna. Wait. We are beginning from here and then gradually we'll come there, okay?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. It was mentioned in your introduction that you are a part of that moon return project. But
NASA project.
But we have seen many CDs.
Adipotal moon.
But we have seen many CDs and we believe that man actually never went to the moon. Even Prabhupada staunchly advocated that fact. It was a big hoax. So what is your view about that?
You see, we were only two Indians on that project on the university side. Our job was to do the trajectory work. Means find out what is the gravitational pull on the moon. Because as you know, there is 1/6 the gravitational pull on the moon compared to the Earth. It's much lighter. You can bounce around there. It's a fact. But we had to work out the trajectories so that the astronauts, if they went to the moon, then they should be able to come back alive to this Earth. Otherwise, they would get lost and they would get burnt in the sun. So what happened after that, that was not our lookout. Our lookout was to work out the trajectories, means the calculations of the return path. I have not only Prabhupada, but there have been books written in America that the whole thing was a hoax. It was only to increase the income of the US government by increasing the taxation. Now we all know that governments everywhere in the world resort to all sorts of means. But this is a very ingenious way to increase their taxes in America. And fortunately, I was part of it. Yes. I apologize to the American nation for having taxed them more. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Sir, they say that Islam religion is a peaceful religion.
Islam is a? Is the a word peaceful. Islam means peace, you know that?
Yes. But still they celebrate the Bakrid. So they kill the goat and they are killing they are killing the animal. And if they say that Islam religion is a peaceful religion, then why they are doing so much in this religion?
You see, what happened was that there was a, they say in the Bible the word is Abraham and the Arabic word is Ibrahim, the same man. So he had a son and God wanted to test him. So God said, you cut the throat of your son. That Abraham was told, he was a big landlord actually. He was a very rich man. But he claimed that he was very sincere and honest to God, God conscious or whatever. So God said, you cut your sacrifice karo, bali karo, of your son. So he actually did start that, and a miracle happened, and a goat came in there, instead of the son. That's what the Bible says, and that's what the Quran also says. Quran talks of Ibrahim, the Bible talks of Abraham. Abraham's son, replaced by the goat. And this one, Quran also says that. Now, I don't get into arguments for goat killing. Because I'm interested in salvaging my soul. That goat got killed millions or thousands of years ago. That's unfortunate for that goat. I was not involved. Neither I sold that goat to the Abraham. You see, that's unfortunate. Now, if those fellows want to kill more goats, then they get into more karma. I tell them, please stop killing. We stopped killing goats and animals long back. Lord Buddha appeared in this world. You know why? You know why Lord Buddha took his birth? As is Vishnu Saktavesh Avatar. Lord Buddha is a Saktavesh Avatar. To stop animal slaughter on the premises of Vedic injunction. Unfortunately, Brahmanas 2500 years ago were actually slaughtering animals and selling meat. And beef and goat meat or whatever meat after chanting mantras. They were doing that. But Lord Buddha himself came and stopped that. But unfortunately, even today in Thailand, in Japan, they claim to be Buddhists and they are eating meat. What to do? And they say, we are Buddhists. See, that's why this word purity is very important. One has to go to the root of it. They become ritualistic. The same with Islam. Because did you know that many of the top imams, you know, even Imam Khomeini, the gentleman who established the Iranian revolution, he was a vegetarian. Did you know that? Many of them are vegetarians. Pure vegetarian. They, at the most, they take milk, which is an animal product, and they take cheese, animal product. That's all. The rest is all fruits and vegetables. Wonderful fruits and vegetables and grains. So those who know, they become vegetarians. In fact, there is a beautiful chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya himself argues this matter, what you have just raised, with Chand Kazi, who was a magistrate of Navadip. And he proves to Lord Chaitanya, of course, Lord Krishna in the mood of Radharani. We'll discuss that later, some other time. But he proves that one has to stop animal killing and eating. Because we are all part of the same family. There is a soul there also, soul here also. It's one father only. Now how can father be happy if one brother is killed for the benefit of another? Doesn't make sense. I agree with you. Okay. Yes, anybody else? Question?
Yeah, the one who has the microphone.
Yeah, you like a politician, the one who has a microphone.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Can you explain shortly who are the 24 gurus?
Sorry?
Can you explain who are the 24 gurus?
He wants to know who are the 24 gurus.
Gaurang Prabhu will answer that. Because he is the expert on gurus. Gaurang Prabhu. Who are the 24 gurus? Who is this? Avanti Brahmana?
No, Avadhuta Brahmana.
Avadhuta Brahmana.
So this is mentioned in the 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, list of 24 gurus: Prithvi, Vayu, Akasha, Apa, Agni, Chandrama, Ravi, Kapoto, Ajagara, Sindhu, Pingala, Kurarorbhaka.
Pingala is a prostitute.
Yeah. Kumari is also a young
Kumari girl. Is a young girl.
Sharakrit is arrow maker. Urnanabhir, Supeshakrit. So the spider web, and bird, you know. So you have to understand the whole thing in detail, then you will know what exactly is the thing to learn. Otherwise you will learn the wrong thing from them. Right.
See, instead of learning too much, no? Please believe Prabhupada. One guru is enough for one lifetime.
Rebel.
I've tried too many gurus. Confusion.
Okay, you pass on the microphone to that gentleman in the back.
Yes, he's got already the microphone in his hand.
Hare Krishna. So, my question is about past karmas.
Past karma.
Yeah. I mean, okay. About karmas. Suppose there is a person who is a rapist.
There is a person who?
At one side we have a person who is a rapist. Rapist.
Rapist?
Yeah.
Arre Bapu. I was thinking atheist.
No.
Yeah. You've gone one step further.
He is atheist also. He is murderer.
Oh.
He hardly does any kind of good work. He is rich. And he is living a wealthy life.
He is a rapist. He is a
murderer.
Murderer and he is rich.
Yeah. He is also atheist also. On the other hand, there is another person.
Krishna, help me.
On the other hand, there is another person who is very wise, sincere, and works very hard for his living.
And he is very poor. Correct?
Yeah.
Very poor.
And always think for the welfare of the society, and has a deep faith on God. But in his life, he faces lots of obstacles and problems. So,
are you talking about yourself? Which one?
70% true.
Achha, 70% true. All right.
So, how is this karma and fate related to each other?
Okay. So you have answered your own question.
Achha.
You see, in the past life, see, there is no past life, future life, present life. Everything, as that gentleman rightly said, the soul is not affected by time. Please try to understand. This material world is affected by time. You see? You will find that this microphone does not exist after 1,000 years. Whereas you and I will exist as soul for 1,000 years or 10,000 or whatever millions of years. Okay. So it is all a question of frame. Like in a movie, you know, a movie looks like moving, but they are all different frames.
Yeah,
at 32 movie feet, movie slides a minute or something, that looks like moving. So everything is like that. So your karmas of the past, so-called past, are such. I always give the example. All of you have had Kerala.
Yeah.
Bitter gourd, no? That bitter. So if you take the seed of a Kerala, I have a small farm, so I can assure you I have tried it. You put that seed in the mother earth, give it some fertilizer and water. Within 6 months, you will get Kerala. You will never get a mango. I can assure you that. Even if you do your genetic engineering, you will never get it. But if you put a mango seed or do a sapling of a mango, within 5 years you will get mango. Okay. So, Lord Jesus Christ says in the Holy Bible, again my friend from, as you sow, so shall you reap. Correct? As you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever karma you put, that karma is going to come back to you. So, if you have got a poor life, means you are without wealth this time, believe me, Prabhupada says that is a good life. Why? Because you are not then enticed in bad habits of murder, rape and all that you mentioned. Whereas you do good work because you are poor. Follow? Because you can't do anything else. So, you do the good thing. So, sometimes money does not buy wealth. Money does not buy you happiness. Because happiness is not sold in any shop. Have you seen a shop saying happy hour?
Yes.
Right there across the street, happy hour. And then they say after that happy hour, you got a big headache. Because when you drink alcohol, after 1 hour, 2 hours of drinking, you get a terrible headache. After effect. You follow? So that in this world, happiness is followed by unhappiness. So similarly, rich will be followed by poor. The daytime will be followed by night. Winter will be followed by summer. You see? So one should be equanimous. Equanimous, you understand? Equanimous. Equanimous means sthita pragna. You should not become too happy or too dejected. Stable. Yes. Become stable, otherwise you will have to go to thana. You become unstable. So if you get too much money and rich, don't become too happy. Okay, fine. Do some good work. Do some charity. Do something nice. If you don't get money, never mind. It was not in my karma. Fine. Yes. Next one.
Sir, see, I want to explain all my friends who are sitting here.
Yeah, I want just to give put the mic on the side so I can read what's written on your chest.
It's written here, when I am right, nobody remembers. But when I am wrong, nobody forgets.
Very good.
Yeah, it's true. See, I want to put a little bit light on all my friends' knowledge.
Achha.
Little bit light, not more light. Jai Sainath. See, there were total 4 friends. I am talking in Hindi. See, I know, don't know this much powerful English. See, ek zamane mein, matlab there was a 4 friends. Total 4 friends the. From all these 4 friends.
Hindi will do. Yeah, चार दोस्त थे, वो चार दोस्त ने क्या किया?
उनके चार दोस्त थे टोटल, उनमें से चारों में से एक सबसे हाईली, उसके पास हाईएस्ट मनी था, मतलब ही वॉज वन ऑफ द रिचेस्ट पर्सनैलिटी. वन डे सडनली सम इंसिडेंट हैपेंड, उनके पे किसने चोरी का आरोप दे दिया, चोरी एंड समथिंग मर्डरिंग सम केस हैपेंड ऑन हिम, एंड ही ऑल हिज 3 फ्रेंड्स वाज नोइंग दैट आर दिस फ्रेंड with a rich personality, he is innocent. All these 3 friends was knowing. And see, there was 3 friends. First friend, he used to stay with him 24 hours a day. 24 hours. And his second friend, he used to only daily 2 to 3 hours a day. But his third friend, he used to come in a week twice or thrice. Now to whom he
what
will
about
say,
the fourth one? Fourth one is the first one.
See, fourth one, see, fourth personality is the richest personality.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay,
but
got
all
it.
This, I explained it. Now to whom he will say first that come and tell to this in court, give you, matlab aake court mein gawahi do, to whom he will say first? 24 hours or a person who is staying with him?
Within 24 hours. 3 hours, 6 hours.
Yeah, or who is coming in a week.
After 2 weeks.
Yeah,
or
to whom? He will say. You answer me.
Uh-huh. I answer you.
Yeah.
But I am none of the 4 yet. You know those 4.
See, sir.
See, you said in your chest, no, when I am right, everybody forget.
No, for
maybe wrong also. So
for sometimes forget it. But what I am saying you now, just listen it and just... What I am saying you now, patiently just give, go on giving me answers.
Okay.
Okay? Just cooperate with me for 5-10 minutes. No more. Okay, then you say me, to whom he will say first?
Normally the 24
hours. 24 hours was staying with them.
Yeah.
That's it?
Normally.
Yeah, but he tell him no.
Achha.
No, I will not come in court and I will not going to do anything for you.
Right.
So he told, are tane, dekho, maine gaadi mein ghumaya, itna paise tere pe kharch kiya, hotel mein, wherever I go, as a big brother, I used to pay all the bills and whatever we were doing together. You are just like my small brother and today you are only telling me no?
No.
Okay, no, I can't come.
I can't come.
Then he told to his second friend who is coming daily 2 or 3 hours a day.
Yes.
He told, I will come till court but I will not enter inside court.
Okay.
He told, why? He can no, I will not come. Then Bhagwe, tu bhi idhar se vatak, tere ko itna sara maine khana pina khilaya bilaya sab kuch. मुफ्त में करो तो भी तू आज नहीं आ रहा. तो उसने तीसरे इंसान से तो सोचा भी नहीं था कि भाई गवाही देगा क्या नहीं. इवन आल ही हैज नॉट इवन बीन आस्क्ड हिम भाई तू मेरे लिए गवाही देगा क्या नहीं. आफ्टर टू इन अ वीक टू थ्री डे यूज टू कम आया क्या यार दोस्त बहुत शांत बैठा है. चल बे भाई तुम लोग सब मतलब ही हो, तेरे जैसे थर्ड क्लास तुम लोग पनौती दोस्त आज तक नहीं देखे, मतलब ही हो सब पैसे के पीछे भागते. आज मेरा अटक ही टोल मैं आके देता हूँ ना, उसमें क्या हुआ. नाउ दिस स्टोरी विच इज टोल्ड फ्रॉम मी टू यू, डिड यू अंडर गिव मी सम लिटल बिट इन व्हाट डू यू, मतलब ये स्टोरी के अंतरा क्या हुआ आपके अंदाज से.
Very intelligent question.
Haribol, one second.
Okay, yeah. You may sit down.
Very
please.
Deep question.
Now he will give the
answer. The answer is, the further you go away from that first one, the more you understand.
Rajbihari.
The nearer you come to Krishna, the more you understand.
Yeah. Rajbihari.
See, Lord Sai Baba, Sai Baba told that his first friend was...
Let him finish. Prabhuji.
The story is not still complete.
No, Sai Baba what?
Sai Baba told that his first friend was... पैसा जो अदालत में वकील तक जाएगा पर कोर्ट में आने के जज के सामने आने की उसकी औकात नहीं.
यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट शिर्डी साई बाबा.
या
ओके.
सेकेंड थिंग उसका सेकेंड दोस्त है हम सब सगे वाले तो हम सब उनके साथ शमशान घाट तक जाएंगे. नो बडी इज गोइंग टू बी कम्पीटिंग अप
नो वैल्यू टू.
बट उसके तीसरे कर्म है तीसरा दोस्त उसके कर्म है. उसने किसको दान पुण्य किया, ही हैज गिवन सम बेगर समथिंग और मछली को दान किया, अन्न दान किया. दिस इज द दान इज द बिगेस्ट कर्म. हु लेड हिम, हु कम्स विथ हिम अपस्टेयर्स.
यू नो व्हाट यू से इज करेक्ट. हरिबोल. व्हाट यू से इज करेक्ट एंड आई एम वेरी हैप्पी यू ब्रॉट दिस अप बिकॉज इन कलयुग आउट ऑफ द फोर ओनली दान
कर्म कर्म दान पुण्य इज देयर. द गाय इज हैविंग द लास्ट टर्न.
करेक्ट करेक्ट.
एंड सी वन मोर थिंग आई वांट टू टेल यू. साईं बाबा टोल्ड सेकंड थिंग वन.
Okay.
Now it's second.
Okay.
It's near all of us only. Sai Baba told a small thing. It's a 2-3 few words vakyo. Ke jab hum aaye the, tab jag aisa tha. Hum roye the. Par kuch aisa kaam karke jao ke jag roye aur hum aise. That's here.
Thank you very much.
That is kind of near us.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
I am very happy. Everybody is happy. Jag hasta hai. See, he is an intelligent young man.
Any other question?
Yeah, there is a gentleman at the back. There are 2-3 people.
Yeah, hello, Hare Krishna. I am not having a question, but I am just...
Your comment, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just like to bring a notice that in your introduction you have just told that the Albert Einstein got a Nobel Prize for theory of relativity.
No, I say... Albert Einstein got Nobel Prize, I'll tell you exactly, in 1921,
yeah.
He got a Nobel Prize for physics,
yeah.
Not for
that
physics.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Whoever. Whoever has the mic has the control.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhuji.
Please accept mine.
Prabhuji, I want to know how Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna.
It's a very important and interesting question. How Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna. Okay. First of all, one must understand correctly, there is a, the way I looked at it was, I went to... the Oriental Institute at Pune. Of course, now they've done some burning there, but anyway. And at Pune University, there's APTE, Sanskrit Dictionary. You've heard of that? There is an authority. See, supposing you go to Supreme Court, there may be some lawyer students here. Then you have to have an authority. You see, section so-and-so of this Act of Parliament, or some judgment from an earlier judge, or some authority like Nani Palkhiwala on Constitution of India, or some authority. So, we have to go by authority. Okay, you try to understand. Just like in the law, you go by authority. So, in linguistics, in the science of languages, you have to go by authority. So, an authority, one authority, is called APTE, Professor APTE of Pune University, on Sanskrit. Okay, so I am quoting him. Now, Professor APTE says that the word Krishna comes from Akrishna iti Krishnaha. there is a Sanskrit shlok. Akrishan means all attractive. You understood? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is defined as He who can attract everything, including His name. So His name is attracted to Him and He is attracted to His name. Just try to understand what this authority says. Okay, just quietly, peacefully think about it. That if you are all attractive, then everything is attracted to you. Supposing there is a magnet. And instead of the magnet only attracting iron filings, it can attract copper, it can attract rusted metal, it can attract silver, gold, everything, all attractive. Then it will be perfect, no? It will be a perfect supreme magnet, isn't it? Today in this world we only have magnets which can attract iron filings. If it is rusted a filing, it can't attract. Correct? So, fortunately in the spiritual world, the word Krishna and the personality himself is the same. The word water in the spiritual world and the actual material called water, it's not material, it's spiritual, are the same. We are so conditioned by this material world that we are in duality. That name is different and the product is different. I can't sit here and say, water, water, get in my mouth. Water is there, I have to pick it up and drink. But in the spiritual sense, the water and its name are the same in the spiritual world. Now, you and I may not have that experience, mind you. Okay, I'll give you another simple example, you'll understand it very clearly. Recently, I underwent a big operation. Alright? Now, I don't know what the doctors did because I was under anesthetics. Right? Thereafter, he wrote a prescription that you take this medicine 3 times a day, 2 times a day, another medicine 1 time a day. Now, I don't know what is inside the medicine. I'm not a pharmacist. I don't understand all those chemical compositions. But the medicine works. Am I correct? Because if I follow the prescription correctly of the medicine, It is, that's why I'm sitting here. It worked. So, we are engineers, at least I am. We see what works, what is practical. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, forget it. Chant for 6 months. I guarantee every person in this hall, just chant the holy name of Krishna and all the anarthas will disappear. You will not need to eat any more meat, fish, eggs. You will not have intoxication. Forget about illicit sex. And forget about gambling. All will go away. It has happened to so many millions of people. It will happen to you. Just try it. Okay? Practically. Anyone else? Any very interesting questions? Yeah, at least the poor fellow has been standing. Half standing. Yeah.
Keep it short, huh? Relationship with Krishna. I didn't understand that relationship.
I didn't understand your question.
Sir, you told that you have a personal relationship with Krishna.
Yes.
I didn't understand that.
Right. You see, you have a relationship with your mother. Yes. You have a relationship with your father. You have a relationship with your brother. If you are married, you have a relationship with your wife. And your children, maybe, if you have children. Correct? Everything in this world is built around relationship. Believe me. You can have a relationship which can be disastrous. You can have relationship which is very fructive, beneficial. Correct? Because sometimes a wife and husband will quarrel to an extent where they will run into a divorce. There have been instances where father has murdered the brother, somebody was making about rape or whatever, murder and all that. So bad relationship. So try and understand that I have to somehow re-establish my relationship with my Creator. Lord Krishna is my Master, spiritual master, ultimately. Srila Prabhupada is his representative. So if I build up my relationship with Prabhupada, I build up my relationship with Prabhupada's disciples, supposing Radhanath Maharaj, I give you an example. He is my spiritual master. I build up a relationship, what? I serve. You understood? Every Jivatma has only one relationship. He has to serve. Remember this all your life. By definition, you will always serve. You will either serve your senses, get hungry, you will serve you will eat your mouth and you will feed yourself. Your wife will say, please give me money, I have to run the house. So you will have to serve your family. Okay? You go to your college, the fellow will say, come on, 6 months ho gaya, you have to pay me my fees. So he will ask for the money. Everything is based on serving and relationship. This is an equation like E is equal to MC square. It's not going to change. It's going to be fixed. If you want relationship, you have to serve. If you want service, you will develop relationship, whether you like it or not. So, please try to start serving. Automatically, the relationship will develop. You know, this hall was not there at all. This was an orphanage. It was being auctioned in the Bombay municipality when I became managing trustee here. Okay? There was an orphanage. And I became a managing trustee because the poor other person who in front of me, the other managing trustee, died without paying the municipal taxes. So the municipality, what do? They put an advertisement in the newspaper, we are auctioning this property. So we, the trustees, decided to collect the money and pay the municipality. So in a way, we served the municipality with money. And we salvaged this property. Then I decided, now we have salvaged this property, what should we do? So we started thinking, what was the original 1905 trust deed of the original trustee, managing trustee? What was in his mind when he established Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage? What was he thinking? He wanted a temple here. It was written there in black and white, 1905 trust deed. So when I became managing trustee, I said, I must serve that. Otherwise, I shouldn't be a managing trustee. I should resign. So I said, chalo, let us do this. And automatically, slowly, slowly, this has happened. How it has happened is really a miracle. There were 22 lawsuits filed against me, right up to Supreme Court of India. Because they said, after 10 o'clock, you can't make any noise. I said, Baba, this is Janmashtami. This is not noise. We are celebrating Janmashtami. Do you know that this, I have one judgment in my favor at the Supreme Court of India. We are allowed up to 1:30 in the morning, only here. And all Krishna temples throughout India, they can go beyond 10 p.m. Only that one judgment is there. You try to understand what I am trying to get at. Then you have to fight. Bhagavad Gita is all about a war, about a fight. Lord Krishna says, serve me by fighting. Arjuna is a Kshatriya. So I have to fight sometimes. I have to serve another way. Little children, we have to give them milk. You can't fight with children. Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage. First thing, we give milk, we give fruits, we give vegetables, we give clothes, we give medicine, we give education, we give health care, shelter. So that's how we serve these children. You understand? Then automatically Krishna gets happy. Automatically your relationship builds up. When you put food in your mouth and keep on putting food in your mouth, nobody has to tell you that you are now satisfied. You will realize that relationship between the food and your stomach has happened. And you are satisfied. Am I right? Similarly, when you serve Krishna, automatically you get satisfied. And how it happens, we don't know. But it happens. That's the law. Okay. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, His Grace Srinathji Prabhu ki. So we would like to express our gratitude to Srinathji Prabhu for his wonderful, powerful presentation. And on behalf of all the guests assembled today and devotees present here, we would like to express our gratitude and hope that in future we have his association again. And today's presentation will be part of one of our coming books in future. So if you have not understood some of the Einstein and Newton part, then you can refer to that in the book also, which will be there. So we would like to express our gratitude by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!